Okay, now maybe I will start from last and the seven steps of practices. So last time, where are we?
Last time.
I think fourth or the fourth practices. Last time, where are we?
Yes, last time you were at the stage three, the confession of the sins.
Okay, now we finished the confession of the sin or what? So we have finished the confession, isn't it?
Yes, we already finished.
I see. Okay, now the confession of the sin, now we have the rejoice the merit. I think it comes fourth. Okay, I think we are in the fourth, isn't it?
Yes, the number four.
Rejoice the merits. Okay, rejoice the merit which accumulated by the yourself and the other. So rejoice the merit is something like that. So whenever you see that someone accumulated the merit, you just have to rejoice the seeing the others who have accumulated the merits. Okay. Now we have to see the. So even when you have just accumulated the merit, you have to rejoice the merit which you have accumulated. So what we have to do is that now the rejoice the merit is like that. When you accumulate the merit, when you rejoice the merit, again that you will gain the more merits. Okay. Whenever you have accumulated the merit, what you have to do is that whenever we accumulate the merit, so later on, whenever we think again and again and we about that the merit which we have accumulated, then what will happen is that we will gain the more merit. It will multiply our merit. Okay, so that's why the most important thing is that's why it's very important to rejoice our merit.
Yes,
in our life, day to day life, we never feel the death might of the rejoice of our own the good activities. We never rejoice. Because it's a very simple. It's a very simple that we will just look at only the others' good activities. We will look at only the others' success. Not we will look at the gain, what we have gained. So that's why you can look at our life. We never feel that ourselves as a lucky. We always feel the others are more lucky. That's why in our life we feel the more and more unhappy, because always we feel the others are more lucky. So we feel the less of the self as a lucky. We never feel the ourselves as a lucky. So that's why it makes us more unhappy in our life. If you look from the one point, everyone is lucky. Everyone is lucky. So you are also lucky. From one point. So if you look from the one point, we all have fallen as human rebirth. Human rebirth. We are born as a human. So this is a if you look from this point, while we are obtaining the human rebirth, while we are born as human, this point, if you look from this point, you are very lucky. Born as human. So that's why if you look from the death point, so this point, so we all are lucky. But sometimes we forget that how lucky we are. But sometimes you might feel that you are unlucky, you have nothing. But everyone, most of people feel like that. Even they have a lot of things, but so many people feel they have nothing. That's why here, whenever you do the good deeds, you have to rejoice of the looking back or whatever good deeds you have done.
Yes.
So many people, if they just look back to their troubles, their misfortune, they look back on these incidents and they will make themselves as a more unhappy. Looking back and something unnecessarily, just unnecessarily they will look back on the wrong thing happens for them, what the misfortune they have. So they will look back on these issues and then they will make themselves more unhappy. So okay, fine. So Yeah, so this is a death rider. Rejoicing is the one of the many very important points. If you look at our day-to-day life, from this practice, you have to carry on our day-to-day life, how we make ourselves as unhappy. When I was very kid, when I was maybe 8 or 9 years old, I was very naughty. I never study properly. I play the game. I like only playing the games. Yeah, I never study properly. I always play the games and games. Yeah. So when I lost the game, I feel very unhappy. Every time when I play the games, I want to win. Yeah, but when I lost, I feel very unhappy for the few days. So first, when I lose the game, so I feel very unhappy. Later on, when I started to think over the losing the game, when I think over what game I lost, so I feel very unhappy for a few days when I think over the losing that game. So later on, much later on, when the Buddhism practice, when I've grown up, so what happening is just like that, incident like that, when I lose the game or whatever, when I see the pleasure or the happiness of the person who won over me, I feel more happy. When I see it on that side. So example, when I was traveling from the one place to another, I think it's many years back, I was traveling from the Nepal to India. At the one time, I was traveling from Nepal to India. So that time, I think I told you the story where I lost my Swiss knife. No, Swiss knife. So one time, I was traveling from Nepal to India. So at that time, I was traveling and at the airport, the custom officer, after checking my luggage, they just saw the Swiss knife in my bag. Yeah, what happened is that later on the custom officer told me that it's not allowed. The Swiss knife is not allowed. So what happened is that I have no idea that my mother put the Swiss knife in my bag. I have no idea. So how it comes in my bag. So later on, I told you how can I take that knife? How can I just allow it to be? Will you let me go? So he told me the very long procedure to take the knife. Very long procedure. So I have to go downstairs to the ticket counter and I have to follow the rules. So there he told me a very long procedure. So I just gave the Swiss. So I feel bored to follow all this procedure. So I just gave the Swiss knife to the custom officer and told him not to forget this one. So he felt very happy. He was smiling and he just showed the Swiss knife to So later on, that the person coming, then later on, then I'm moving toward the flight. So I needed to write in the flight. I'm just entering in the flight. So flight gate. So I just called my mother. So I asked her today the customer officer have my bag. So they found the Swiss knife. So I asked my mother, have you put the Swiss knife in my bag? She told me yes, she put it. So I just asked her how much it will cost, that Swiss knife. She told me maybe it will be the 50 or 60 Swiss franc or something like that. So I just calculated that I've got to convert that Swiss franc into the Nepali rupees. It comes more than 1,000 rupees. So more than 1,000 rupees. So I feel very, while I'm calculating that it's more than 1,000 rupees. So I feel very unhappy, very sad that why I gave the Swiss franc to that custom officer. So I feel very sad and unhappy when giving that Swiss franc, unknowingly the price. So after the few, I made a 10 or second later, so I just thought very different way. I just started to thought that while I'm giving the knife to that custom officer, how will he feel? How will he feel? He feel very happy. Not only that, he will just take that Swiss knife to the home and he will show it to his wife and the kids and he will tell that the one monk gave me the Swiss knife. Even his kids have not heard about me, even that not seen me, but they will feel very happy. Even his kids, they will think that the one monk have done very good to them, to their parents, to their father. So when I'm thinking it, I'm still very, I feel very happy. Not up till now, still when I think about that incident, I'm still happy. I'm still not happy. As I told before, if I have a Swiss knife right now, now I won't give to the customer. The point is that the every incident has a two way of the looking. Every coin have a two sides. Same thing that the rejoice is of teaching us to look at the more the positive part. That's the practice. Rejoicing practice. So that's why every coin have a two side. Every incident in our life have a two side. Just look at my life. When I was in the kids, I'm looking from the negative points while I'm losing. Why I lose? I'm looking from the too much of the my side, myself. So it makes me unhappy. And when I later on, when giving the customer officer that knife, I'm looking from the other's happiness side. So it makes me more happy. So that's why rejoice is something. Just look at your positive points, the positive side. It teaches us look at what the good things you have done. Yeah. So this is just like that. So this is the life how we live. Now that this is life how we live. So that's why now that every incident, every side, there are the two ways of looking. So rejoice practice is it teaches us look on the more on the right side, the better side of life. That's very important in the practical day-to-day life. Even you believe, as I told you many times, even you follow the Buddhism or even you don't follow the Buddhism, that's not a big thing at all. So this is the most important thing you have to know in the world we are living. In the Tibetan, we have one saying. When my stomach is full, and when I have no tension, I'm really a religious man. Shall I repeat it?
Yes.
When my stomach is full, when I have no tension, mm-hmm. So I look like real religious. I think I'm just translating the Tibetan saying, okay?
Yes.
When my stomach is full, when I have no tension, I really look like a religious person. Religious person. I'm really religious practitioner. Religion practitioner. Religious. When my stomach is full, when I have no tension, I look like a real religious person. Okay, there's a true sentence. This is a first sentence. When the misfortune comes, I become really unreligious person. I become a really non-practitioner. When the misfortune comes, I become really non-practitioner. There's one saying like that. Okay, that's very true. We should not become like that. When we are the real practitioner, if the testing time is, or when the misfortune comes, when the unhappiness comes in our life, then we have to deal with that better. Then it means you are really religious practitioner. Religious practitioner tests is at the time how we face the misfortune, how we face the unhappiness. That is the time of the testing your religious practice. Okay, that is one of the most, that saying is a very famous in Tibetan, okay, that saying. So, the Buddhism, still if you remain as the same as the before, then there is no, you are not good practitioner. Started the practice of Buddhism, you are generated more ego, more jealous, you are failed, you are failure. After starting the Buddhism, when it changed your life, when we bring the more peace in your mind, when your jealousy, all that started to reduce, then you are really great practitioner. Then the bad Buddhism helps you. When you go to the school or colleges, whether you study properly or not, you at exam time, we will know whether you have studied properly or not at the exam time. So same thing that whether you have practiced the Buddhism properly or not, you will know that when the misfortune, when the negative thoughts, when the unhappiness comes in your life, okay, then you will know that whether you have practiced properly or not. Yeah, but can you ask them? They are clear. Are they clear on my point? Okay, fine. Okay. So that's a very important. Okay. The Buddhism is a practicing, understanding the Buddhism, studying the Buddhism, and practicing the Buddhism should something be changes when it comes in your life. And there's no changes in your life, then something is that you have not doing the practice properly, or you have not got the right Buddhism. Okay, that's an important thing. Okay, that's a very important thing. Okay,
Yes.
that's a very important. So I think you all remember that story what I told about that old meditator for meditating so many years, and the horse that had was eaten by the rat. That story, I think you all remember that story.
You mean the man who's
Meditate the 9 years in the mountain.
yes, I remember that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so the whether like that man exists or not exists, that story is true or not, that I have no idea. Okay? But you don't become like that man. You should not become like that. Yeah, so that's why now that's why the rejoice practice is something like that. From just from the it's a, from the not only the multiplying the your merits, but also it's a giving you the one type of the practice looking to the more the positive ways. Everyone says to the look at the positive things. But here they have not teach us how to generate the thoughts which looks more towards the positive way. This is the first step of the teaching us how to generate the thoughts looking more towards the positive. From today now on, do this practice, okay? Just look at the yourself and the past, and just look at the what good things you have done for the others, not for the yourself, okay? Good things you have done for your parents, your friends, others, what good things you have done. Just think deeply and rejoice what the good things you have done towards your parents, your children, your fathers. Okay, just so yeah. So once you do the so many, when you are doing the good things of the later, so when you started to look it back, you will feel the more happy that what you have done, so much of good things for others. This I'm telling through my own experience. Okay? Just look at this our the Skype teaching. Yeah, there are so many people have helped us, like this happening at this Skype teaching. So many people have contribution from this Skype teaching. So if you look at the game, like a football game, you will only see the person who goes forth and hit the ball and make the goal. But the people, they are not very aware of the person who gives the balls to the four. You know the striker, the whole person who sits the front of the, who puts the goal, the striker, yeah? Striker or the forward. I mean, do you follow the football game, Jake?
Yes, okay.
Usually you watch the football game or what?
Yes, I also watch football game.
Okay, just look at the football game. When the person who plays in the center part, maybe
Yes.
they call a striker or whatever, striker or the forward, who, yeah.
Attacker, yes.
When you watch the game, you will only see the person who gets the goal, who puts the goal. But they are not knowing that so many people have a give who give the pass, goal pass to that the striker. We are not knowing that the who gave the pass to that striker. We are also not aware that the contributions of the coach in this game. So that's why he can put the goal. So that's why I always feel that the striker who puts a goal is not a main game maker. The main game maker is the others who stay behind, give the balls to the striker, the coach who give the instruction to how to play. These are the main game maker, not the striker. Okay? Okay, now that it's the same thing in this Skype class, it's the same. I'm just a striker. Yeah, so many others who have contribution of the happening like this Skype class. I'm just a striker, same as a game. Okay, I'm not a main the game maker. I'm just like a striker who put the goal. So you are just looking at me, feels that I'm the main, but I'm not a main. There are lots of people that have contribution in this Skype class, just like the football game, as I told before. I'm like a striker, I'm not a that the game maker. So you can also feel the rejoice of the so many people who gave the contribution on this the Skype teaching. You can just looking at these people, you can rejoice what the good thing that so many people have done this Skype class. So I personally thank you very much for all who gives a lot of a contribution on this type of class teachings. Yeah, I'm just a striker who puts the goal. Whereas the main people are the behind who gives me the ball, then I can put the goal. And the person who gives, okay, then you all have to give me a good pass, okay? Okay, in a football, when the striker get a good pass, then only he can hit the goal. Yeah, so same thing like that. So you can just all the other, you just look at the light. This whole looking at the other's contribution of the sky class, you can rejoice at the looking at the what good deeds they have done. So once you, today you just look at the yourself and what the good deeds you have done for the others, like your parents, like your children, like your friends, just look at the, what good they have done. When you feel that you have done so many good things for the other, then you just rejoice at what the good thing you have done. When you feel that yourself that you have not done some good thing for the others, then you should think that what can you do for the other people. Yeah, so that's why the Bodhisattva practice, highest of the Bodhisattva practice, that the thinking of the benefiting the others. This is the highest Bodhisattva practice. Okay, then today just look at what good things you have done. Also think of what the bad things you have done. How many things you have hurt. How many times you have hurt your parents. How many times you have hurt your friends. Just think also. Unnecessarily, I think we have hurt so many things of the others. Okay, now maybe I will, you can just call me after 20 minutes. Maybe do one thing, okay? Just after 5 minutes. No, just 10 minutes, okay? I will keep the break, okay? 5 minutes break, okay, for that. Yeah. Okay. Now today practice is a little bit different. Okay. Now just think that they are self. Okay. What the good things they have done for the others. What the bad thing. How many people they have hurt. Just think that. Okay. Especially in your family, parents, children, brother, sister, unnecessarily. Okay. This is a very important point. Okay. Very important. Okay. Now today the just think these are. So many, when you ever feel the sad, when you're thinking about all the bad things or wrong things you have done towards your parents or friends or sister or brothers, just you have to get a confess from the men, okay, what you have done, okay. Sometimes in my monastery, I call to some students, knowing that maybe thinking that they have done some mistake. Later, when I found it out that they have done not any mistakes, I used to confess. Kneel in front of the Buddha's painting, and I would confess in front of the Buddha because I have done the wrong thing, but unknowingly. Yeah, so one occasion, there's one small monk. So he had done nothing wrong, but I thought that he had done something wrong, so I scolded him. Yeah. So in the monastery, there's one small monk. I've scolded him that because of I thought that he had done something. Later on, I found it out that he had done a lot of mistakes. So I just asked for forgiveness for solving him. That's more for the few days. He had told me again, and he told me that you have solved me without looking the matter properly. Then he told me the few days he said. He told me again and again, he told me that even he had done in 6 years.